Well, folks, we've got a big election. Many are saying the biggest in our lifetime, and I know we hear that. It seems like most elections, but this is a huge one, obviously, coming up in November at the federal level. But we have a lot of big issues on the ballot in the state of Missouri, local issues as well. I'm Brian Helsworth, and joining me to talk about issues pertaining to voting, including staffing levels at the various county clerks, any COVID concerns, is Crystal Hall. Crystal is the president of the Missouri Association of County Clerks. She is also the county clerk in Lincoln County, which is in eastern Missouri. It is just north of St. Louis, really just north of St. Charles County. She's the clerk there, and we appreciate her time. Ms. Hall, thank you for joining us. Let's start with staffing levels, and we can talk certainly about your office, but what are you hearing from the other county clerks around the state? Do the clerks... do they have enough staffing levels to prepare for an election like this, and certainly on election night in November?
Well, first of all, thank you, Brian, for having me here today. You know, the staffing of getting poll workers is always an issue for all of the clerks, no matter what size county that we come from, getting enough of the certain parties for the bipartisan judges. But, you know, as we prepare a year in advance for these big presidential elections, I haven't really heard, even with the COVID, there's not one county that is in desperate need that I'm aware of that haven't been able to find the staffing that they need for the election. So I don't know if the social media influence has helped some people to volunteer that typically wouldn't have thought about it, but it seems like most of the counties have that under control.
So just to clarify, from your perspective, and you talk to your clerk colleagues around the state, it sounds like most of them at this point, they have enough poll workers. They're okay. They have enough poll workers for November.
As far as I'm aware, yes.
Perfect. That's good information to know. No question about that. What about staffing levels in offices to help count the ballots and do that thing and take absentee ballots, et cetera? How are your staffing levels in your office, and what are you hearing from colleagues?
Well, again, I think, as far as I know in my office, I know that we have that covered. In other counties, I think that they've got quite a few temporary helpers in place, and I haven't heard any shortages on that as well.
Good information. We appreciate that. Final question, and that is the COVID issues. I know that there was I talked to her. Her name escapes me, forgive me, right off the top of my head, but I talked to her this week. She's the Marion County Clerk up in Hannibal and Palmyra, and she mentioned...
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. She mentioned that they had, after the August election, they had, I believe, six election workers that had gotten sick at one precinct there in Hannibal, and they're okay right now, but they definitely came down with COVID. What are you hearing, Crystal, from colleagues around the state as far as COVID concerns, and what are some of the precautions your office and other county clerks are taking to help your staff, to help yourselves, to protect yourselves, but also to protect the poll workers and to protect the voters?
Sure. Well, I mean, gosh, that is absolutely a huge concern of mine, and I know of all my colleagues with the COVID. I was just putting some thoughts together earlier this week about how do you plan for a presidential election during a pandemic? It's just one of the craziest things I've ever thought of in my life, but here we are living it every day. What we're doing in Lincoln County is what we've been doing since the June election, you know, trying to encourage people to social distance. We have plexiglass barriers between the voter and the election worker. In Lincoln County, we do not have a mask mandate. I do encourage my poll workers to wear their masks as long as they can, as long as they're comfortable. You know, basically, I tell them to do what makes them comfortable and what makes them feel safe. In Lincoln County, we have purchased stylus pens, enough for every registered voter. And so instead of getting an I voted sticker on election day, they're going to get an I voted stylus pen. So when they check in on our electronic poll pad, they'll use the one in for their signature. And then when they go cast their ballot, they'll use the ink portion to fill out their ballot before they put it in the tabulating machine. That's just one less thing that someone, that several people would be touching. That's their pin to take home. We will have hand sanitizer for our poll workers and our judges, things like that. I know that Secretary Ashcroft got us, all of the election authorities, a lot of PPE, and we're all utilizing that. And plus, on top of that, we've purchased more ourselves. So.
You know, that is so interesting, Crystal. And I guess my final question, I'd like you to elaborate a little bit more, because this is the first I heard. I don't know if they do it in Mid-Missouri, but you mentioned each voter in Lincoln County essentially will get their own pen that they vote on that screen that you're describing. They keep the pen when they... So in other words, that pen is not shared by more than one voter. Talk to me again about what kind of pen this is and the idea behind it. The idea behind it is clearly safety.
Correct. So it's just basically, it's just an ink pen, but it has the stylus, the little, I'm not even sure what that material is.
Sure.
On the top. But normally where you would click your pen, it's on the top. That stylus, that soft part, is what you will use to sign your name. It's essentially like what you sign at the grocery store when you pick up your prescriptions and you have to put your name on there. So instead of having that one pin that's hanging on the chain that everybody that comes in there touches, you know, you're going to have your own pin that no one else has touched. So in an effort to keep some more sanitary practices going. Another thing that we are doing in Lincoln County is we are having some student workers there to clean the machines, the high-touch surfaces. They'll just be cleaning all day long. So I forgot to mention that earlier.
That's very good information. So student workers will be cleaning the machines all day long.
Correct.
All day long. And that will be throughout Lincoln County.
Correct.
Throughout Lincoln County. When you say students, high school students?
So in Lincoln County, we went to our FFA chapters and asked them. So yes, high school students.
Gotcha. Very good. FFA chapter, high school. I'm going to give you the final word. Anything you'd like to add?
Oh my goodness. Well, I guess I'm not sure who the audience is that's hearing this, but one thing I would like to go back and mention when you asked about the staffing, I would like that for people to remember that these people that are staffing these polls, they're election judges, but essentially they are getting paid for the day, but essentially they're volunteers and they're your neighbors, the people that you go to church with. And, you know, if the lines happen to be long because we anticipate, you know, large turnouts, just be kind to them. They're working through this because they care about our community and our country, and they're doing their patriotic duty to help, and just be kind to them and be respectful.
Yeah, great advice. They're certainly not doing it for the money, that's for sure. There's no doubt about that.
They're not. And, you know, they're doing it in a pandemic, and, you know, a great portion of them are in the age category where they probably need to be at home. I've had judges that have called and said, my daughter said she'll pay me the money to stay home. So, and I can understand that because my parents are in that age range themselves.
Gotcha.
So.